A reading from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 more days, and Nineveh shall be destroyed, when the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep, shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they had turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. I'm not sure that I've ever heard anyone reflect on the king of Nineveh in this story, but it occurred to me that he is worth some consideration. As someone involved in leadership, and as many who listen to this may be involved in leadership, his model, his example, is something to consider. Unlike the pharaohs of Egypt, it doesn't appear that this king felt himself threatened by the god of his ancestors. He did not feel like he had to fight back or act differently in order to show his strength. As he was reflecting on what to do, did it occur to him that he might be embarrassed or ridiculed by taking on the sackcloth and ashes? Did it occur to him that people might think that he was weak or that he would lose his credibility? It appears that if he did think about those things, it quickly went through his mind. He became a model, modeling the behavior that Jonah required, that God required of all the people, and he wasn't afraid to do it. As leaders, we might take note from this king, and even if we might feel that an action is embarrassing or a blow to our ego, perhaps it is something we need to do, something we need to model for those people who look up to us. So on this day, let us consider how we should be models of leadership and show by our example what we would like our followers to do.